Zomi Native Script Writing Course begins in Chin State. August 10, 2026, Zogam, Myanmar. Under the leadership of the Chin State government, the Zomi Native Script Writing Course officially commenced on August 10, 2026. Photos, course director, instructors, teachers, and participants during the Zomi Native Script Writing Course. Government-led training promotes literacy, preservation, standardization, and practical use of the indigenous writing system developed by Pu Pao Sin Hao. August 10, 2026, Zogam, Myanmar. A Zomi Native Script Writing Course officially commenced in Chin State on August 10, 2026, under the leadership of the Chin State government. The training aims to strengthen the systematic study, correct writing, reading proficiency, and practical use of the Zomi Native Script, commonly known as Pao Sin Hao Lai, Zhou Tuol Lai, or the Pao Sin Hao Script. Participants from various government departments, professions, and community backgrounds are receiving classroom instruction and practical writing exercises. The course director, instructors, and teachers are introducing participants to the script's fundamental principles, character forms, sound representation, writing conventions, and everyday applications. The initiative represents an important effort to preserve and transmit one of the most distinctive intellectual and cultural achievements in modern Zomi history. Understanding the terminology, the writing system is known by several closely related names. Pao Sin Hao Lai, the writing system developed by Pu Pao Sin Hao, Pao Sin Hao Script. The name internationally used in Unicode and linguistic documentation, Zhou Tuol Lai. A Zomi term commonly used for the indigenous or native script Lipian script, a term reflecting its historical association with the Lipian tradition. Although people sometimes refer to it informally as the Lipian language, Lipian is not a separate language. It is the indigenous religious, cultural, and intellectual tradition associated with Pu Pao Sin Hao and the historical development of the script. The script itself was created principally to write the Zomi language, particularly the language internationally classified in many linguistic and Unicode references as Tadim. Distinguishing among the Zomi language, the Pao Sin Hao writing system, and the Lipian tradition helps promote greater historical and linguistic accuracy, an indigenous Zomi intellectual achievement. Pu Pao Sin Hao, who lived from approximately 1859 to 1948, developed the writing system in the Chin Hills during the early 20th century. Historical accounts connect its beginning to a spiritual or revelatory experience around 1902, followed by years of development and refinement. Unlike writing systems adopted directly from dominant neighboring languages, Pao Sin Hao Lai arose within the Zomi cultural and linguistic environment. It was designed to represent the sounds, syllable patterns, tones, and expressions of the Zomi language. The script is therefore more than a collection of letters and symbols. It demonstrates Zomi intellectual creativity, linguistic self-expression, indigenous knowledge, and the determination of a people to record and transmit their language through their own writing tradition. Historical and linguistic documentation generally identifies two related systems developed by Pu Pao Sin Hao. An earlier logographic system, employing a much larger collection of symbols. A later alphabetic system, simplified into a more practical set of 57 characters. The alphabetic system includes characters representing consonants, vowels, syllable final consonants, tones, vowel length, and other features necessary for accurately recording the language. It is written from left to right, from indigenous manuscripts to Unicode. One of the script's most important modern developments was its inclusion in the International Unicode Standard. The 57-character alphabetic system was incorporated into Unicode 7.0 in 2014. The Pao Sin Hao Unicode block occupies the range U+11AC0U+11AFF, with the encoded characters currently assigned from U+11AC0 through U+11AF8. Unicode recognition enables the script to be represented consistently on compatible computers, databases, websites, mobile devices, and digital communication platforms. The script is also supported by Noto Sans Pao Sin Hao, an openly available font developed as part of Google's Noto font collection. These technological developments create opportunities for Digital publishing and online journalism school books and educational curricula, Unicode keyboards and typing courses, mobile applications and learning platforms, electronic dictionaries and searchable archives, social media communication, academic and linguistic research, digitization of historical manuscripts, optical character recognition, or OCR, artificial intelligence, language technologies, preservation of Zomi literature and cultural knowledge. However, Unicode recognition alone cannot preserve a writing system. A script remains alive only when people learn it, teach it, write with it, publish in it, and transmit it to younger generations. From symbolic recognition to practical literacy, the present training is particularly significant because it focuses on developing practical literacy rather than limiting the script to ceremonial or symbolic recognition. For the course to produce lasting benefits, the knowledge gained by participants should be expanded through sustainable educational, cultural, and technological programs. These could include standardized textbooks and handwriting guides, teacher training and instructor certification programs, Unicode typing lessons and keyboard layout, children's books and beginner-level learning materials, digital fonts and publishing resources, dictionaries, grammar guides, and spelling references, public signage and community use materials, online courses and educational videos, digital archives of historical texts and manuscripts, continued classes for young people and adult learners. A strong preservation movement should involve experienced script practitioners, community elders, teachers, linguists, historians, educational institutions, cultural organizations, churches, civil society groups, software developers, and members of the global Zomi diaspora. Young people must also be given meaningful opportunities to use the script in education, creative writing, social media, mobile technology, research, and cultural activities. Preserving historical manuscripts. Historical documents written in Pao Sin Hao Lai are valuable records of Zomi language, belief, history, and intellectual development. Surviving manuscripts should be carefully identified, cataloged, photographed or scanned at high resolution, transcribed, and securely preserved. Where appropriate, they may also be translated and annotated for educational and academic use. Both the original physical manuscripts and their digital copies should be protected. Digital preservation is particularly important because handwritten documents may be lost through age, deterioration, armed conflict, displacement, fire, humidity, or inadequate storage. A properly organized digital archive could allow future generations, researchers, educators, and community members to study these materials without unnecessarily exposing fragile originals to damage. Standardization with historical integrity. Standardization is important for education, publishing, and digital adoption, but it should be carried out responsibly. Variations may exist in handwriting, character shapes, terminology, spelling practices, and teaching methods. These differences should be documented and studied before permanent standards are adopted. Standardization should promote consistency without erasing historically authentic forms or disregarding the knowledge of experienced practitioners. A credible standardization process should therefore be historically informed, linguistically accurate, transparent, and carefully documented, inclusive of knowledgeable practitioners, supported by educators and researchers, open to responsible community consultation, compatible with Unicode and modern technology. The present course can contribute to this process by documenting its curriculum, instructional materials, writing conventions, teaching methods, instructor qualifications, and participant learning outcomes. Such documentation could eventually support teacher certification, curriculum development, academic research, digital publishing, and wider community education. A heritage for the entire Zomi community. Although Pao Sin Hao Lai has a historical relationship with the Lipian tradition, its linguistic and cultural importance extends beyond any single religious community. The script forms part of the broader intellectual heritage of the Zomi people. Recognizing its historical importance does not require every Zomi person to adopt the religious beliefs associated with its origin. It means acknowledging the writing system as a significant Zomi contribution to language, culture, education, and the history of human writing systems. Preserving a native script is about more than protecting letters and symbols. It is also about safeguarding the language, memory, worldview, knowledge, creativity, and identity carried through those symbols. Looking toward the future. The launch of the Zomi Native Script Writing Course is a welcome and meaningful step toward strengthening knowledge and practical use of the script. Its lasting value will depend on whether this initial training is followed by continued learning, qualified instruction, carefully developed standards, reliable educational materials, digital accessibility, manuscript preservation, and regular use within the community. Long-term progress will require cooperation among government institutions, educators, scholars, script practitioners, cultural organizations, technology developers, churches, civil society groups, and Zomi communities throughout Zogum and the diaspora. When a people can read, write, study, and digitally preserve their own cultural heritage, they are better equipped to understand their past, express themselves confidently in the present, and transmit their identity to future generations. Preserving the Zomi native script is not merely an effort to save an old writing system. It is an investment in Zomi language, knowledge, cultural dignity, and the intellectual inheritance of generations yet to come. Editor's note: information concerning the opening and organization of the course is based on details accompanying the event photographs. Historical and technical information has been supplemented from Unicode and related script documentation. References and further reading: the Unicode Standard, Pao Sin Hao Unicode Proposal for Encoding the Pao Sin Hao Alphabet, Noto Sans Pao Sin Hao Digital Font. Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. ZomiPress.com, Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, TikTok. Contact info at ZomiPress.com. www.ZomiPress.com.